Alrighty, I'm just leaving a little gap in there in case somebody else wants to join in. So a couple of things. Wally's listening. Fumble around with his phone to talk, star 99, all that crap. So he texted me, which, don't you have to fumble around with your phone to text me, Wally? Huh? Anyhow, he wrote DECA, D-E-K-A, and he writes top of the line. And I would trust Wally's opinion on that. I think he works in a lot of garages and a lot of auto places. So he says DECA. I'm assuming that's the battery question he was answering there. Yes, Tekton, that's it. My son got into them. He did, and I did some research. I went to their website. Excellent stuff. That for me, that's my new Craftsman. I used to be a Craftsman guy. You know, you can do Snap-on. Snap-on's fantastic, but Snap-on's kind of changed their business model. Craftsman changed theirs, you know, with the advent of all these cheap Chinese tools, which I can't stand. I'm kind of floating around. Like I said, I like Weha and I like Wera for my, like, precision or smaller stuff. I think they're top-notch. Those are German companies. I love Nipix for specialty pliers and things like that. They're fantastic. But for my general, like, socket sets and ratchets and all that stuff, I'm a Tekton convert. Like you said, family-owned Michigan company, a lot of American-made, great warranty, great service. Look them up online. If you need a tool set, I'd be looking there quite seriously. Anyhow, so DECA, I guess, is the battery thing based on Wally's text here. And Tekton, you are correct. Thank you for that. Joe, go ahead, W8FU.